Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Welcome to Top Stories. I am Andy Zaltzman, bringing you another top story from an old episode of The Bugle. We're going back in time to December 2013 on this show, and back in place to Kiev. And we had a new challenger for the title of Toughest World Leader. It was issue 252 of The Bugle, with me and John Oliver.
Top story this week, Ukraine protests kicking Kiev. Ukraine, Andy,
John, it wasn't, Andy.
All
right, as long as you're sure.
Nope. It was a, at best, it was a slip of the tongue or a word that sounded like another word. It definitely wasn't a pun. Ukraine, Andy, the country that should have but somehow didn't invent the ukulele, has been in a state of serious upheaval this week, much more serious, in fact, than my last glib comment about their country sounding like a small Hawaiian string instrument might imply. Thousands of protesters have besieged Kiev all week, bringing the city to a complete standstill over the last few days. Elsewhere around the country, more than a million Ukrainians have hit the streets, numbering even more than during the Orange Revolution 9 years previously, when the Ukrainian people booted their government out of office like a world-class NFL punter. The trigger which led to this explosion of anger was President Viktor Yanukovych's last-minute decision not to sign a wide-ranging partnership deal with the EU, despite what amounted to years of negotiations that have now been essentially pissed up the wall like piss going up a wall. Now I'm saying it out loud, I guess that's why it's a phrase. The concern that the Ukrainian people justifiably have is that instead of moving towards the EU, Yanukovych is attempting to move Ukraine towards Russia and a life governed by their eerily muscular, shirtless king, Vladimir Putin. And in case you've forgotten who the Ukrainian president Weird Al Yanukovych is, He's the guy whose opponent in 2004 was mysteriously poisoned with dioxin and whose opponent's face consequently resembled a background character on Babylon 5. And then whose other opponent in 2010 is currently in jail. So, nice guy. Nice guy.
Well, he is right out the absolute coaching manual of crackpot leaders. We've had vote rigging, jailing former MPs, beating up unarmed protesters at a vigil in the middle of the night with massive truncheons. Not him personally, obviously, you know, he hires his goons to do that. Economic problems on a massive scale, allied with huge corruption. Former leader, as you say, jailed in suspicious circumstances, and international powers circling his country opportunistically like hyenas with jetpacks. This, John, this is a classic. He is ticking every single box that you could want as a neutral from a crackpot Eastern European leader. Not probably what you want as a Ukrainian, but as a neutral, he's right. Good value.
Right, for the spectator.
Yeah.
Adding even more flavour to this combustible crowd of protesters is that one of the leaders of the opposition movement is Vitali Klitschko. Yes, that Vitali Klitschko, the only Vitali Klitschko you've ever heard of. The reigning WBC heavyweight champion of the world and a 6'7" destroyer of faces and now major political pugilist. He has been in the thick of the protests all week, trying to calm people down, even at one point shoving supporters to keep them from confronting the police, screaming, "Don't fall into a trap." He's actually already an MP in Ukraine and is rumoured to be likely to run for president in 2015. Klitschko leads the Udar movement, which means punch, because of course it does. You know, if Hulk Hogan ran for office in Ukraine, it would be with the Chokeslam party. Anyway, Udar won 40 seats in parliament last year with pro-European, anti-corruption stances, and I presume that after the punch party won each seat, a woman in a bikini walked around holding up a sign saying seat one, seat two, and so forth. Now, so if Klitschko wins, Ukraine would essentially have a real-life President Rocky as their leader, except he has a much better win-loss record than the fictitious fighter. And this actually might be food for thought for Yanukovych, because his supporters may have poisoned one opponent and jailed another, but good luck f***ing with Klitschko, because you would not like him when he's angry, or indeed when he is chillingly focused.
Well, it's a big thing for Putin as well, because, I mean, he's long traded on having the easily the best six-pack of any G8 leader. And, you know, if all of a sudden, next door in Ukraine, there is an actual heavyweight boxing champion, he's going to have to do some serious gym hours, John. Serious.
That's true.
Serious hours.
I actually met Vitali Klitschko's brother, Vladimir, last week, Andy. I think it was inevitable that our two lives would collide eventually.
In the ring or out of the ring?
Well, I assumed it would be in the ring, or, you know, the fact we know so many of the same people. Instead, we met at an award show that I was hosting in New York, and he's a very handsome man, Andy, and it was slightly bemusing to see the symmetry of his features after he spent a career being punched in the face. It made me look at my own face and wonder whether it could have benefited from a lifetime of pummeling. And I'm sure there are some people on the internet that would be only too quick to agree with that sentiment. The only weird thing was shaking Vladimir Klitschko's hand, because they're all lumpy and sharp from broken bones, and you can't help thinking that he mainly broke his hands by repeatedly slamming them into people's bodies and heads. And that really does give a man pause for thought when he's about to engage in witty banter with another man so masculine that he makes you feel like a four-year-old girl in a princess dress.
So what witty banter did you go with, John?
I literally ran away. It's true. They'd set up this terrible, well, yeah, you know, it's, they'd set up this kind of awkward, witty banter between the two of us.
Right.
And so I was going to kind of insult him, and then we'd go back and forth. And I got halfway through the insult, I looked at his face, and I physically ran away.
What were the awards?
The International Emmys.
Oh, right.
He was giving one to a friend of his.
Oh, right. But Putin and Russia have come out strongly against the protesters in the Ukraine in some pretty inventive and unusual ways, including a TV anchor on a news show showing clips from a Swedish children's TV show designed to explain to children how their bodily functions work, basically entitled what will be translated as Wee Wee and Poo Poo. And he showed clips from this,
as an example of the exemplifying the Western decadence that awaits Ukraine if it decides to join the EU instead of allying itself with Russia.
The programme itself is amazing. It's apparently called Bliss Och Case, which is, yeah, a reference to Wee Wee and Poo Poo. It teaches kids how their bodies work with the help of two popular characters, Bliss and Case, with occasional music numbers from the Rump Orchestra, which is bottoms dressed in hats, glasses and ties. And what the journalist calls singing genitalia. So, I mean...
It's basically the Blues Brothers by the sound of it.
If it's true, Andy, if it's true that that kind of Western decadence awaits Ukraine if it decides to join the EU and turn its back on Russia, then, you know, showing it is probably accomplishing the exact opposite of what that Russian journalist is hoping for. Because that TV show sounds f***ing amazing, Andy. Singing genitalia, the Rump Orchestra, with bottoms dressed in hats and glasses. Come on, what does Russia possibly have to compete with that? A cartoon potato who teaches children about the pain of life and the inevitability of death? Not good enough! A sad dog puppet reading extracts from Dostoevsky? Nobody wants that!
Sounds like you're workshopping ideas for your new HBO show there, John.
He said, well, actually, he doubled down Dmitry Kiselev, who's the Russian journalist in question, saying that in Sweden, there has been a sharp rise in child abortions. Early sex is the norm from the age of 9, and it is not surprising that child impotence starts at 12. There you have European values in all their glory. Impotence at 12, Andy. I couldn't even spell impotence at 12, let alone suffer from it.
Well, I didn't even have a penis when I was 12.
Well, no 12-year-old boy suffers from impotence, Andy. If anything, they suffer from whatever the exact opposite of impotence is. I think it's literally called being 12.
And also, you have to raise questions of exactly what his picture of decadence is, all those decadent bodily functions like urinating and rectspulsion or whatever you want to call it. To put this in context, the news anchor in question, Dmitry Kiselev, is, I guess, from the lunatic fringes of TV news. He's basically a gale force f**wit, a certified homophobe, a xenophobe, and it seems also a wazophobe and dumperphobe as well. But it didn't stop there. Also, on a on a weather forecast, Vadim Zavodchenkov, on the Rossiya 24 news channel, senior weather forecaster at the Phobos Weather Center, said, not for the first time has a sharp deterioration in the political climate in Ukraine coincided with a change in the seasons. Basically blaming it on winter. So, quality effort from Russian media.
Yeah, Ukraine's leadership are pushing back as well. Ukraine's prime minister has claimed that as the protests intensify, he sees all the signs of a coup. Referring to the fact that demonstrators are apparently blockading the main government building. And Yanukovych himself said in his first TV interview since Sunday's violence, any bad peace is better than a good war. Wow, that is not true. Nice try, Chamberlain, but I think the ship has sailed on that one. The best case scenario that they could possibly explain this to the international community with, and the Ukraine's leaders, is that this essentially is just about the World Cup. Ukraine didn't qualify for the World Cup. Because, look, if England had failed to qualify for the World Cup, there'd be people setting fire to the gates of Buckingham Palace right now. That is just a fact.
Thank you for listening to another top story. There will be more slices of satire from the past tomorrow.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, it's producer Chris from The Bugle here. Did you know that I have a new series of my podcast, Richie Firth Travel Hacker, out now? It's the show where Richie Firth and I talk about how to make travel better in our very special way. In this series, we discuss Lime bikes, Teslas, the London Overground, and a whole bunch of other random stuff that possibly involves wheels or tracks or engines of some variety. God, what a hot sell this is. I mean, you must be so excited. Listen now.